This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the Pirate Radio Studios in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jackie Drake.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jackie Drake. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've got a great show coming up.
That's right. Our guest tonight is Alex Friedman from the class of 2010. Alex is a media relations specialist for Pitt Community College, but our listeners may know him as a reporter and anchor for WNCT.
With his experience, he's got a great perspective on education in Eastern North Carolina and all the things going on in our region, so we are really looking forward to talking with him shortly.
That's right, but first let's talk about all the things that we have going on at the East Carolina Alumni Association. You know, we had a great week. Our series of networking events got kicked off across the Pirate Nation. We had two great events this week in Greensboro and right here in Greenville. And so our networking events are off to a great start.
Coming up in October, we'll have events in Atlanta, Charlotte, Raleigh, and more. For more information, check out piratealumni.com/networking events.
Right. Keeping the career theme going. Also starting up in October will be our fall series of Pirate Career Casts, which are interactive webcasts that connect alumni with experts on issues of today's workplace.
We've partnered with Talent Marks to give our alumni access to nationally recognized experts who are best-selling authors, top consultants, professional speakers, CEOs, and more. This is a lot of really big names coming up this season.
That's right. The Pirate Career Casts are held on the first Wednesday of every month, and they are held in the evening. This will be it'll be a change in time from when our normal career casts are, but still available to everybody wherever they are throughout the Pirate Nation. The first one will be held on October 2nd, and the topic will be career management.
That should be real helpful for people. And future topics also include making an elevator pitch, which sounds pretty interesting, social media, leadership, and networking. To find out more about the topics and dates, visit piratealumni.com/piratecareercast.
Well, we're also busy getting ready for our signature event that is coming up around the corner, the Alumni Awards Ceremony and Dinner, presented by Duplin Winery on Friday, October 18th at the Greenville Convention Center.
We'll be honoring seven pirates with the Outstanding Alumni, Distinguished Service, and Honorary Alumni Awards. And these recipients really are some wonderful supporters and friends of the university, so come out to support them and our signature event.
That's right. You can read all about our award recipients at piratealumni.com/2013awardrecipients. Tickets for this event are $50 for Alumni Association members and $60 for non-members. Please be sure to register by October 8th. Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit our website at piratealumni.com/2013awardceremony.
Don't forget, if you know a graduate who deserves to be held up as an example to the Pirate Nation for their service, leadership, and volunteer work, you can nominate them for a 2014 Alumni Award. Nominations for the 2014 Awards are due November 1st of this year, and you can find more information about how to nominate someone and the requirements for all the awards at piratealumni.com/awardsprocess.
Well, Jackie, we still got a couple weekends before the Pirates return home for another home football game, but we're going to follow them on the road with a couple of away game tailgates coming up.
That's right. The next one we have coming up on the road will be when the Pirates take on Middle Tennessee State on October 5th. The Alumni Association and the Pirate Club will be hosting a tailgate for Pirates who live in the area or hit the road and travel to the game. Home or away, our alumni tailgates are always a good time.
That's right. And Jackie, as you know, we couldn't put on these great events without the help of our sponsors, Aramark, Liberty Mutual, Lowe's, WITN, Dickies, R.A. Jeffries, Coca-Cola, and Occasions Party and Tent Rentals all play a big role in helping us pull off these tailgates.
Ticket sales continue for the rest of our alumni tailgates, including October 19th versus Southern Miss, November 9th versus Tulsa, and November 16th versus UAB. Alumni tailgate tickets are $10 for members, $25 for non-members, and free for kids under 12. For more information, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com/tailgate. And don't forget, homecoming is the weekend of November 8th and 9th. We'll be hosting an alumni breakfast on Saturday morning on the lawn of the Alumni Center, which is a great spot to watch the homecoming parade go by on 5th Street. And then, of course, we'll have our alumni tailgate before the Pirates take on Tulsa. We're still waiting on a kickoff time for that game, but you can keep an eye out for updates at piratealumni.com/homecoming.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Join the Women's Roundtable at East Carolina University for the incredible ECU Women's Series, Women Empowered, Service, and Leadership, Thursday, October 10th at the Greenville Convention Center. Keynote speakers are founders of Georgetown Cupcake and the stars of TLC's DC Cupcake, Catherine Berman and Sophie LaMontagne. Their recipe for success is equal parts determination, smarts, and the belief that if you do what you love, you can't fail. An alumni panel on service and leadership, induction of 10 women as incredible ECU women, and a luncheon featuring Bonnie St. John, Paralympian medal winner and best-selling author and speaker are included. Tickets are $100 and all proceeds benefit the Access Scholarship Program at East Carolina University. Gather your friends and join us for an inspiring day. For further information and tickets, please call 252-744-3057 or visit ecu.edu/womensroundtable. That's 252-744-3057 or visit ecu.edu/womensroundtable.
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. With live entertainment, games for the kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages, the Alumni Tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children under 12 are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your Alumni Tailgate tickets today. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Help ECU honor upstanding Pirates at the 2013 Alumni Awards Dinner and Ceremony on Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. at the Greenville Convention Center.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 7 individuals receiving outstanding, distinguished, or honorary alumni awards.
We are also accepting nominations for the 2014 awards through November 1st.
To register for this year's ceremony or to nominate someone for next year's awards, visit PirateAlumni.com or call 800-ECU. Grad.
Do you believe in ECU?
The East Carolina Alumni Association believes in ECU and all of its graduates. We believe in advancing the reputation of our university. We believe in the power of the Pirate Alumni Network. We believe in enhancing the student experience on campus. And we believe in maintaining a lifelong relationship with East Carolina.
If you believe in East Carolina, then join the Alumni Association today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com/join today.
We believe.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Our guest today is Alex Friedman from the class of 2010. Alex is now a media relations specialist for Pitt Community College after being an anchor with WNCT. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me today.
Hey, let's start right at the very beginning and tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. You know, I was born and raised here in Greenville, and I went to all the ECU Pirate games as a kid growing up, tailgating and going to the football games and things like that. So when it came time graduating from high school, I had applied to UNC Wilmington and Chapel Hill and ECU as well, and I had heard back from Wilmington, and I hadn't heard back from Chapel Hill yet. And when it came down to it, I kind of felt like really the best choice, really for financially, too, because ECU is such a great college when it comes down to finances and things like that and costs for it. ECU was the obvious choice, so I went for that and never looked back and enjoyed it.
That's great. What's one of your favorite memories of your time at ECU?
Well, I think probably going, you know, as a freshman, and it's going to sound cliche because I think it's probably everyone's great time, but going to that first football game, you know, and being there in the stands with all the other students and things like that, that was a really great experience for me. That one, and also really getting involved on campus. You know, I was involved in Phi Sigma Pi. It's an honors fraternity there that allowed me to do a lot of different events around the area there, worked in concession stands at the basketball games that we have. Those two are some really good memories, specifically being on campus. And you know, one thing that I really enjoyed and really hold dear as a memory itself is just being there and kind of being around the people, the teachers and things like that. All of them were really supportive throughout my entire career there. So it just kind of left a good positive memory on the whole event.
Alex, our alumni often tell us that it's the people that make East Carolina such a special place. Were there people on campus during your time as a student here that had a special impact on you?
Yeah, you know, during my time there at ECU, I had a dual degree, so I got a major in communications, broadcast journalism, then I also got a degree in Spanish as well, Hispanic studies, and you know, communications was great. You know, you have Dr. Todd Fraley there that was excellent, and I worked with him a lot through internships and things like that. And then in my Spanish major as well, Lopez Canete, and she really left a lasting impact on me because in my Spanish major as well, something we did a lot of times in the afternoons outside of class. She had this nice conversation group where we all got together and we tried our best to speak in Spanish as we could during that time. And Lopez Canete there was excellent as far as just being there with us. And it really felt like not so much this instructor, this professor that's high up that you can't talk to or anything like that. She was always there and always available, so I loved going to those afternoon classes, and that's something I remember with hers. Those afternoon, little just conversational things. It was right there in kind of a study area in her office, and there was a group of Spanish majors that would come there, and we'd all just talk in our broken Spanish as best we could in the first few classes there starting. And towards, you know, the end of the major, we were really talking pretty fluent Spanish with her, and it was really enjoyable to see that side. Because, you know, a lot of people, they take the foreign languages and they just take them because they're general ed courses and then they move on. And it's nice to kind of dig deeper there and really feel the unity from, you know, other, you know, backgrounds, I suppose.
We're talking with Alex Friedman from the class of 2010. He's the media relations specialist for Pitt Community College, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me.
So, Alex, after you graduated with your communications and Spanish degree, what was your first job out of college?
Yeah, well, you know, first thing, right, and strangely, I actually got the job before I graduated. I was really lucky. Was working at WNCT Channel 9, Not On Your Side. It's a local CBS TV news affiliate right here in Greenville. And I started off there as an intern during my time, I think it was my junior year at ECU, and kind of worked my way through as a junior, and then when I became a senior, I studied abroad in Mexico, came back for my final semester, and when I came back as a senior in 2010, they offered me a job as a reporter, you know, and they call them digital journalists because you do a lot of online stuff as well, but I accepted, and boy, was that, you know, that was a learning experience. I had a part-time job at Best Buy. I had a full-time job as a reporter at WNCT, and then I still had my final semester at ECU trying to wrap everything up and finish the last final few courses. So that was a growth and a learning experience in and of itself. But, you know, at Channel 9, it was a great experience being a reporter and a digital journalist there and eventually moving on up the ranks.
So, Alex, talk about how ECU prepared you for your career. You talked about how it kind of got started while you were a student and a part-time employee over at Best Buy. But talk about how ECU prepared you to be where you are today.
Yeah, you know, because I was talking about my Spanish major earlier, that definitely prepared me because working in the news, we do have a very large Latino Hispanic population here in the area. So just being involved and immersed in a foreign language that ECU offered was absolutely excellent. But speaking about the communication program that you guys have there as far as comm degree and broadcast journalism and all the different concentrations that were there during my time, I think it's been shaken up and changed a little bit since I graduated. But yeah, with ECU, what it really did more than anything is create that foundation level of firm understanding, something that you can really build on once you get into the workforce. Because the thing with TV news and just working in the news business in general is a lot of it is kind of you learn on the job because it's hard to simulate a breaking news shooter type situation in a classroom. But ECU did a really great job at preparing me for those kind of things when it just comes down to it, because in a lot of the different classes from, you know, your standard, you know, basic reporting, you know, 1000 all the way up to some of your advanced classes, you really got your feet wet starting off with. And I remember specifically in the communications program, you know, and in Comp, it was hands-on too. You know, you got cameras and you went out there and you tried to do new stories around campus as best you could as you learned, and it gave you a good sense and it was a good foundation to start off with. So when I got to Channel 9, you know, I had done my internship and everything there already, but I really had a firm foundation to get started. I didn't really have to worry too much about, you know, if I was doing anything right or wrong. You really just kind of picked up and ran with it, and it was perfect.
Well, I've been looking forward to asking this next question because Alex and I have actually done a lot of similar stories. Since I used to work at the Reflector, I'd run into him a lot doing stories around the community. But, Alex, what's one of your favorite stories from your time as a digital journalist at WNCT?
Yeah, you know, as we go through there and you have time being a reporter and then being an anchor on the desk, but, you know, that some of the best stories do come from your time as a reporter, as I'm sure you know, Jackie, when you're out there in the field and you're going through a lot of different stories. You do a lot of bad news, but there was a lot of great good news that I did too. You know, I spent 2 days out just off our coast, about 20 miles or so, right over Blackbeard's Queen Anne's Revenge, his ship's archaeology site, more or less, I suppose you can call it. I was out there for 2 days with some underwater archaeologists, which I didn't even know existed until, you know, I did that story. But these are actual archaeologists that scuba dive and go down there to, you know, everyone knows, or at least anyone here from Eastern North Carolina knows the legend of Blackbeard and the pirate off our coast and how his legendary ship, the Queen Anne's Revenge, sank. And really, surprisingly, it's not really that deep. It's about 20 miles off our coast, and it's not very far down there in the water. I can't remember the exact distance now, but I know we were able to go down there and see it. And that was one of the moments where it's like, you know, as an Eastern North Carolina native, I was born and raised here, and I always heard about it, but you really got a sense of how great Eastern North Carolina was and the rich history that we have all across the area here, and especially just right there, you have those hidden gems. So we got a chance. I was out there for 2 days with them. We pulled up cannons. I think they also pulled up an anchor at another trip I was out there. So that was really the moment. Like, wow, you know what, I am very lucky and have a, for lack of better words, a very cool job, you know, to be out there and to be seeing those kind of things. So great people that we worked with, and that's one of the fondest memories I have here at my desk at PCC. I still have a shell that they pulled up from the dig site down there and gave to me, so I keep that with me all the time.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Alex Friedman from the class of 2010. He's the media relations specialist at Pitt Community College. So, Alex, tell us about your job. What's going on at PCC? I know there's a lot of great pirates over there. Ashley Smith runs the alumni program over there. Junior Bailey in athletics. John Creer over in admissions. There's a great pirate flavor over there at PCC.
Yeah, you know, and I love working here, especially being an ECU alumni, because there is such a crossing between ECU and PCC in our community, between the students and the faculty that work here too. You know, a lot of times in the past before working here, a lot of people can think that, oh, we're two separate entities and we all are trying to do our own thing and not necessarily working together. But especially coming here now, you know, we're learning more and more how much ECU and PCC work together to really better the community out here. I mean, we have a 2-year transfer program at PCC that allows students to come here, get started on that track, get their general ed out of the way, and then transfer to ECU. And we have a lot of ECU students that come here to get extra training on the side and things like that that they might not be able to immediately get through their coursework at ECU. So really, I'm learning more and more. I've only been in this position for about a month now, but just in that short amount of time, how much we work together back and forth. So, and especially you walk around here, I have an ECU lamp on my desk here at PCC, and then I've got PCC paraphernalia right beside it. So it's great seeing everyone work together and, you know, always. I just talked to Virginia Hardy the other day. We're doing a series of videos on the bond referendum coming up that we're doing. And I was talking to Virginia Hardy about kind of the relationship that we have and how important it is to really be working together.
Absolutely. Alex, with your experience, you've got a great perspective on how important education is in Eastern North Carolina and how PCC and ECU both have such a great impact. So you've seen a lot of good things going on in this area. What's your favorite part of the job?
You know, working here with media relations right now, one thing I really love is videography. That's what really got me into news to begin with and being able to tell people stories. And, you know, now that I'm at PCC here, I'm really getting to tell their story about working the community, especially with ECU. And, you know, one of the big things that, you know, with PCC right now that I'm enjoying doing is really getting the word out about this bond referendum that we got going on. And that's, again, one of the reasons I was talking to Virginia Hardy the other day. You know, we're the most crowded higher education facility campus in all of the state. That's, you know, universities, colleges, we have the most crowding issues going on. And, you know, we really need what the bond referendum coming up is going to be on the November 5th municipal election is what it's going to allow is basically for us to have a new science building, because right now a lot of our biotech science courses are all the way across the Tar River, which if anyone knows, the area is far away from campus. So we'd like to bring those students who have to drive all the way across north of Tar River and then come back to our campus. We'd like to bring them back home. And that's what we're hoping that the bond referendum does. And it's going to be able for Pitt County voters to vote on coming up, like I said, the November 5th election. What I'm doing on the job is we're doing a lot of informational videos, answering a lot of people's questions, because what we're asking is a less than 2-cent tax that would go on property tax for every $100 valuation. And it can get a little, I guess, mind-boggling when you break down into the numbers. So what we're doing is a lot of people are asking questions on social media, and we're coming back and answering those through a video series that you can see on YouTube and also our regular Pitt County or Pitt Community College website, which is just, you know, pittcc.edu. So that's something I'm really enjoying with the job right now, is being able to get these videos, tell these people's stories, and really the need that not only PCC needs, but with that extra voting and stuff, we'd be able to help ECU as well. So it really just is an investment for the community.
So, Alex, you're just, you've had a couple early successes in your career. What advice do you have to communications majors out there?
You know, I think the biggest thing is, and especially something I learned really quick on the job that you need to know, is time management and really just taking that first step yourself. You've got to get out there. You've got to knock on doors as far as businesses that you want to go to, ask for internships, because if you're a communication major, if you're doing public relations, or if you're doing just in general news, which, you know, I'm doing both now, it's really something that you have to get out there and meet the people. You can't just kind of wait and hope for it to come to you. You have to have that initiative to get out there. And that's something, time management and initiative is what you really need to do out here. And you know, one of the most important things too, I think, when it comes down to getting to know, is knowing your community. You know, if it's an area you want to work in, that's what public relations is getting information out to the community. And obviously, if you want to go into journalism and news, that's a whole other level of community involvement, because you are right there at every event. So you really got to love the area you work in and make a smart choice at where you'd like to work. But of course, it's always a competitive field and a hard job, you know, to get into. So it always matters about getting your name in there, getting that foot in the door. And hey, you know, call me, call anybody around here. And if any students are out there listening, you know, I'm more than welcome to talk anytime about other options or, and things that are out there for them.
Well, Alex, we'd like to thank you for being on the show today and allowing us to pass your story on to the Pirate Nation. It's the accomplishments of alumni like you that increase the value of every East Carolina degree, and for that we're truly grateful.
Hey, it is a pleasure talking with you guys today, and, you know, I still bleed purple and gold, even though I'm at PCC. So, you know, I'm just bleeding purple and gold and blue and all different colors. It's great.
Well, stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Help ECU honor upstanding Pirates at the 2013 Alumni Awards Dinner and Ceremony on Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. at the Greenville Convention Center.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor seven individuals receiving outstanding, distinguished, or honorary alumni awards.
We are also accepting nominations for the 2014 awards through November 1st.
To register for this year's ceremony or to nominate someone for next year's awards, visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU. Grad. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
At the East Carolina Alumni Association, we believe in staying connected to ECU.
Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more.
But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube.
Visit PirateAlumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD for more information. Stay connected to ECU through your East Carolina Alumni Association.
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. With live entertainment, games for the kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages, the Alumni Tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children under 12 are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your Alumni Tailgate tickets today.
Join the Women's Roundtable at East Carolina University for the incredible ECU Women's Series, Women Empowered, Service, and Leadership, Thursday, October 10th at the Greenville Convention Center. Keynote speakers are founders of Georgetown Cupcake and the stars of TLC's DC Cupcake, Catherine Berman and Sophie LaMontagna. Their recipe for success is equal parts determination, smarts, and the belief that if you do what you love, you can't fail. An alumni panel on service and leadership, induction of 10 women as incredible ECU women, and a luncheon featuring Bonnie St. John, Paralympian medal winner and best-selling author and speaker, are included. Tickets are $100 and all proceeds benefit the Access Scholarship Program at East Carolina University. Gather your friends and join us for an inspiring day. For further information and tickets, please call 252-744-3057 or visit ecu.edu/womensroundtable. That's 252-744-3057 or visit ecu.edu/womensroundtable.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks again to Alex Friedman from the class of 2010 for coming on the show and letting us pass his story on to the Pirate Nation.
He's definitely doing some great things over at Pitt Community College.
Well, now's the time of the show where we like to ask, are you a member?
The number one reason to join the East Carolina Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But there are so many reasons to join. Our members believe in their Alumni Association membership because of all the ways we connect them to each other and to ECU.
At the Alumni Association, we believe. We believe enhancing the student experience. We believe our impact on the student experience is integral to building lifelong relationships with the university.
That's right. The Alumni Association offers alumni scholarships to the best and brightest students at ECU. And we also sponsor student groups like our ECU Ambassadors, Magnolia Bells, and Forever Pirates, where students can access leadership, service, and networking opportunities.
Become a member and help us support current students and enhance their campus experience so they continue to give back to ECU.
Show you believe in East Carolina by joining the Alumni Association today. There are many benefits of membership, but we encourage alumni to join not just for what they get, but for what they can give. Your membership allows us to strengthen the university, sponsor student organizations, fund scholarships, recognize faculty, honor alumni, and keep everyone connected throughout the Pirate Nation.
Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you'll join us again next Friday. Our guest will be Marlene True, who's the Executive Director of the Pocosin Arts Center.
Be sure to join us next Friday right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 for another episode of A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Clip Brock, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates! Pirates.
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.